我们这一节啊，要来一起学习全民的宗教教育。
In this session, we'd like to learn about the value of religious education for all ages.
那昨天晚上啊，如果我们看课表哈，啊，刘长老有提到宗教教育。
Last night, Elder Liu already started talking about religious education.
那今天又有一节叫正式全民的宗教教育。
And now we also have a session of religious education for all ages.
那到底这两节课有什么不一样？
And what is the difference between these two classes?
因为我们一般所说的宗教教育，就是在教会的组织系统里面的一部分，大概是属于教务。
So a lot of times when you talk about religious education, we are referring to the religious affairs department in our council.
那请问哈，我们算算看。你们教会的宗教教育有几班
？Let's ask, how many classes do you have in your RE today?
我想问问题，大家动动头脑，大概会比较清楚。你们教会的宗教教育有几班
？How many classes do you have?
五班、六班，还有没有
？Five or six.
最小一班什么 ？Kindergarten 哈、哦，再来。E1 再来 E2 再来 J1 再来 J2 再来 Senior 六班了、哦、Senior、哦、那有的教会有七班、哦、还有什么 Social Youth 有一班了、哦哦、有教材的六班对有教材的大概六班、哦、那这个到 Senior、到、Senior Class、哦大概是涵盖到什么年纪
？What is the age group for the senior class?
J2 涵盖到什么年纪
？What is the age group J2?
高中吧，哈、哦、，J2 就是高中毕业吧。
J2 is the、
所以你看那个 NYTS 哈、哦，能够参加的资格就是 J2 毕业以后。
So NYTS follows after J2.
所以这个 senior class 一般就是读大学的。
Senior class refers to college students.
下次我相同的年纪。
We try to accumulate all the people who are in like ages together.、
那现在教会又觉得说，我大学毕业以后啊，开始上班。
And then the church also feels that after you start work, after finishing college.
但是又还没有结婚。
But before marriage.
那这一群青年哦，就到教会里面属于谁？
So which group would these youth, social youth, belong to?
所以就另外就有一个所谓社青班了。
So the church instituted a social youth class.
因此我们现在宗教教育系大概就是从K 一直到 S.
So we have current RE classes from K to senior.
大概是这样。那这个有很有系统，都有教材，都有连贯性。
We have a systematic.Teaching curriculum.
那虽然有一些重复，但是你发现他在编的时候，年纪比较轻的时候课程比较浅，年纪比较大的课程比较深。
And so you notice the varying degrees of levels of difficulty from the young to the old.
所以昨天晚上讲宗教教育，主要就是在讲从这幼稚班一直到。senior 到大学大概是这样。
And so the religious education class covered by Elder Liu last night was mainly on kindergarten to senior class.
那我们今天讲这个全年龄哈，全年龄就是从从那个 social youth 哈。
And so today's class, this session, we begin with the social youth class.
那既然全年龄到几岁
？And when it says all ages, which what is the ending age?
到几岁？All age 吧，到九十岁也有啊。如果他活着的话
，and so it'll be until the last age of your death.
啊，表示说他们需要有宗教教育。
And so this means that we need to have religious education for every age there is.
那我们现在就有一个想法。
And then we have a thought.
难道他从kindergarten 一直受教育受到senior class 这样不够吗
？Then we think.Is it not enough for them to have religious education from kindergarten to senior class?
那为什么要弄一个 全年龄的宗教教育。
Why is it that we have to have religious education for older ages?
那为什么我们要了解这个题目？
Why do we need to understand this topic?
因为我们现在这个是圣工人员的讲习会。
Because this is a holy worker seminar.
这表示说我们在储备教会将来的负责人人才。
And so we are training the future leaders of the church.
或者说已经当过负责人，我们再一次来受教育。
Or we are retraining the current council members.
所以我们在带领教会的时候，才能够发现一些好像开车有一个盲点，有一个死角。
And so that we can set goals, a fixed point for us when we're driving to a location.
因为我们在开车的时候，你往前看，往后视镜看，但是有一点你看不到。
So, When we're driving, we might have blind spots.
那你要回头过来看。
And so you'll have to turn around and look.
所以我们在整个教会发展的过程中，这个宗教教育里面有一点可能是很弱的一环，那是我们要加强。所以为什么我们需要明白这个课程？
And so there may be blind spots that we're not aware of, and that's why we have this curriculum today.
首先我们要先来想，在一个问题让大家来想。
And there's a question for you to ponder.
教会的存在有五大功能。
There's five basic purposes for the church to exist today.
What's a purpose? What's a function?
What is the five functions that you can think of?
那现在大家来想，为什么要大家想呢？因为你就假设说你是负责人。
Let's assume you are a council member.
那我们现在看我们教会在发展这个五个这个功能是不是很平均在发展
？Are we simultaneously advancing all five goals for these functions.
教会发展五大功能是什么？
What are the five functions of the church?
第一个，我们每个礼拜六早上来做什么？
What is the first thing that we do when we come on Saturdays?
Right.崇拜
worship.
那这个 worship 就包括唱诗、歌颂、赞美神。
This includes hymn singing, praising the Lord.
然后再加上这个领会的人他从神领受的讯息来激励我们亲近神。
Then the message that the speaker has received from the Lord to be shared among us.
然后第三个就是祷告。
And thirdly is prayer.
这个通过领会的人，我们听神的话。
And through the speaker, we are able to hear the word of God.
通过祷告，我们跟神讲话。
And through prayer, we are able to communicate with God.
那通过正道，好像神跟我们讲话。
And through the sermon, it is as if God is speaking to us.
那这个叫做崇拜。
And this is called worship.
但是崇拜不是整个教会存在的所有的功能。
But spiritual worship is not the total sole function of a church.
所以有时候我们看到信徒他只来教会一个钟头他就走了。
And so that is why we see some believers who have this concept would only worship for that 1 hour and then leave.
其他跟我没有关系。
Because they believe that everything else has nothing to do with me.
因为他不了解教会有五个功能。
Because they don't understand that the church, in fact, has five functions.
那什么是教会？
And what is the church?
圣经跟我们讲很清楚，教会就是每一个信徒，你受过洗礼，主耶稣宝血洁净的。
The Bible tells us the church is made up of members that have been redeemed by the blood of Christ.
那教会存在的五大功能，就是说这个五个功能是我们要去参与、要去追求的。
And so the five functions of the church are things that we must participate in and work with together to achieve.
那第二个功能
And what is the second function?
我们常常在灵恩布道会前强调或者常常强调主耶稣给我们的两大使命这种
And so before spiritual convocations we are always mentioning about a great commission
所以第二个功能是什么
So what would be the second function?
宣道是不是
It will be evangelism.
所以不是聚完会就走就没事情啊。主耶稣是托付你啊，不是托付教，托付每一个信徒啊，要宣道。
So the Lord has entrusted all of us with the mission to preach the gospel. So we can't just worship and then leave.
我现在又问很多问题啊，动动头脑了 在旧约时代哈，神叫以色列百姓设逃城，一共有几个
？So in the Old Testament, how many refuge cities of refuge were set up by God? He instructed the Israelites to set up.
一二三四五六七八，一个。
How many?
啊，反正一猜到八一定会对的哈，六个哈。
There were six cities of refuge.
那这个河东几个，河西几个
？And east to the Jordan River and west to Jordan River. How many each?
啊，三个三个，这样比较公平。
嗯。Three three will be more equal.
啊，还有没有
？Any other responses?
一个五个。
One and five.
两个跟四个，对不对
？It's actually two and four.
这边大概西吧，两啊四个，那边是两个。
So west of the Jordan is four, and east of Jordan is two.
好，那逃城的目的是什么
？Now, what is the reason for cities of refuge?
还动动头脑哦，逃城的目的为什么要一个逃城
？Why do we need to have cities of refuge?
这个误杀人的哈，比方说你砍树砍那个斧头啊，一出力的时候斧头飞走了，哎，把隔壁的人打死了。
That's for example, if you accidentally murder someone, let's say if you're cutting a tree and your axe flew up and knocked someone in the head and killed them, that would be an accidental murder.
那你就逃到逃城就没罪了。
And so if you ran to the city of refuge, you will be without sin.
那你如果离开逃城，罪就跑出来。
But if you leave the city of refuge, then a sin will come upon you again.
那个逃城就是教会。
And that city of refuge is our church.
所以我们现在哦，到处都设立教会。
And so we have set up churches everywhere around the world.
进到教会，罪就得解决了。
And if you come into the church, then your sins will be covered.
主的宝血洁净我们。
Because the blood of Christ.Has cleansed us.
离开教会，罪就出来了。
But once you leave the church and depart from it, then your sin will reappear.
所以教会的第二个功能是宣道。
And so the second function of the church is evangelism.
第三个功能。
And the third function is.
当然第三个功能就是牧养。那牧养要怎么做
？It's pastoring the sheep. And how do we pastor the sheep?
牧养要通过什么？团契来做。
Pastoring is done through fellowship.
这是圣经里面有的。
And this is recorded in the Bible.
所以通过团契使教会成为一个家庭。
It is through fellowships that we build the bonds of a family.
所以我们只来教会聚会，然后带慕道者来，跟其他的人都没有关系。这个表示我们对教会存在的目的还不是完全了解。
So if today all we do when we come to church is to worship and to evangelize.But build no bonds with the other members of the church family, then we have missed a critical function of the church.
要团契。
We must fellowship together.
通过团契，教会成一个大家庭。
Through fellowship, the church family becomes one.
我们大家知道，如果你家庭好的话，你回去不想离开，你离开还很想回去。
We know that if you have enjoyed a good family, you will always miss it when you leave. You'll always linger and think about it.
但是如果有一个家庭哦，你回去很想离开，离开不想回去，这个有问题。
But if you have a family that you do not like to be there when you're there, and when you leave, you do not want to think about it, then there is a problem.
所以教会里面呢，如果阿们，不要五分钟，信徒全部都跑光了，这个教会有问题。
So if you find that after an amen, within 5 minutes, all church members have disappeared, then you know there is a problem within this church.
我是讲礼拜六了，因为 weekday 有的我知道有的信徒真的很感动，他没有吃饭就来啊，所以他回去吃饭，这个本来是应该的嘛。
I understand that in weekday nights, for example, maybe they came to service without dinner, so they have to hurry home to have dinner.
还有这个 weekday 来聚会，有的一半才来，这个也不能指责，要感谢神。
And sometimes when they come halfway during the weekday services, we also thank the Lord.
因为他在跟我说，他工作完还想要来教会，
Because they're still willing to desire to come to worship even though they work late.
但是如果安息日一半才来，这个要检讨。
But if in a Sabbath the people do not come until midway through service, then there is a problem.
因为大部分都不要上班。
Because most people do not need to work on Sabbath day.
所以这个我们在教会里面如果教会像一个家庭，团契做得好你会觉得来教会是一种享受。
And so if we do a very good job with fellowship, then when we come to church, we'll really enjoy the fellowship among brethren.
还有没有？ 教会，这样就三个功能了。
So now we have mentioned three functions.
教会还有什么功能？服侍，是不是？我们常常讲要离开偶像，归向神，服侍又真又活的神啊。
We often say that when we leave, depart from the idols, and we now serve the true and living God.
这样我们才能够等候主耶稣再来。
That is important for us so that we can await Jesus coming again.
因为主耶稣再来要算账啊。
Because when Jesus comes, He will call into account everything that we have done.
所以我们来教会就要服侍。
And so in the church, we must serve Him.
除了前面三个功能要服侍。
So other than the three functions, this is the fourth function, which is serving.
那服侍是什么？
And so what is serving the Lord?
因为圣经说我们是一个身体。
The Bible says that we are a body in Christ.
所以这个身体每一部分都有功能。
And so every member of the body should have its own function.
没有功能啊，这就不需要存在。
If there is no function, then that member should not need to exist here.
所以我们就要了解说，我在这个教会存在的功能是什么。
And so we must find out for ourselves what is our personal function within this body of Christ.
把这个功能发挥出来就是服事。
Once we have used this function and magnified it and to the glory of the Lord, then we have done our job.
哎，我们先想想看，身体有哪一部分没有功能？
Let's think about this. Is there any function, any body part in our bodies that has no function?
哪一部分没有功能？啊，盲肠啊，盲肠没有功能了。我听说好像也有，哎，哦，还有没有？眉毛不只是好看了，是不是？
哦。So eyebrows, even though it may look like it's just for show. 哦，
但是你眉毛刮掉的话，一流汗，你眼睛就睁不开来。
If you sweat and you don't have eyebrows, it's really hard.
哦，那睫毛呢？
And what about eyelashes?
这也不是漂亮而已啊。
This is not only for beauty.
哦，那个睫毛，你如果蚊子一飞，哎，撞到眼睛就合起来了，这是保护。
It is to protect us should a bug fly near us.
啊，不然这个非洲啊，这个蚊子像轰炸机一样，你天天眼睛都睁不开啊。
Otherwise, if you're in Africa, there is so many bugs there, it's like a hornet's nest. You have to constantly wipe away and guard your eyes.
这个耳朵要做什么？
And so, what is your ears?
肯尼亚有一族人哦，他们在耳朵这个挖一个洞，只剩下框框而已。
So、
叫做马赛族。
There is a Maasai tribe that has they drill into their ears so that there is a big hole and only the outer rim is remaining in their ears.
那你发现你跟他讲话有时候太小声，他听不到。
And so you find that when you speak to them, if you speak too softly, they can't hear you.
哦，所以这个一听了反射才能够进到里面来。
And so actually ears have an echo effect.To help us hear the sounds that we are listening to.
那我们现在就想哦，我在教会存在的功能是什么
？And so we need to ponder the question, what is my personal function within the church?
如果想不出来，就是我没有在服事。
And if we can't think about it, we can't think of an answer. That means we're not serving the Lord right now.
那你说我年纪很大了，我你要叫我去什么倒垃圾吗？
And so elderly person may ask, I'm so old, what do you want me to do? Should I go dump the trash?
年纪大还有可以做的，就是祷告，为圣工祷告。
An elderly person can do the work of praying for the church.
还有，做见证，我们有很多体验。
An elderly person can testify for the Lord, all of our life's experiences.
对初信的，对那个信仰软弱的，用我们的人生的经验做见证，鼓励他。
To evangelize, to encourage, to exhort those other people, the newcomers, the weak members.
就是服事。
And this is service.
那最后一个。
And the last function of the church.
教育。
It is teaching.
教育 teaching 或者 education 都可以哈。教育是教会存在一个很重要的功能。
And education or training is one of the critical functions of the church as well.
所以我们教会很注重这个全年龄的宗教教育。
And so that is why we must value the religious education for all ages.
那为什么？
And why is that?
我们现在从个人的个人方向在看，然后看到整个教会的大。全体来看。
So we have just discussed from the individual's perspective. Now we like to discuss on a broader perspective of the entire church.
哦，我祷告很有体验，我得到神很多的恩典，我非常的爱主。
If a person claims I have prayed a lot. I've experienced the Lord a lot. And I really love the Lord.
And
I really love to serve the Lord in a church.
啊, 但是这个圣经哦, 这个, 没有兴趣, 啊,
but I don't have any interest in the words of the Bible.
这样, 好不好?
Do you think this is a good,
当然热心哦,
good thing that this person is so fervent?
他也很感恩啊,
he is very thankful to God.
他也很想服侍啊,
he loves to serve the Lord.
他也很多带慕道者啊,
he is very good at bringing truth seekers. But he is bored with the Bible.
这样好不好?
Is this a good thing or not?
不好.
No, it's not a good thing.
为什么?
Why?
不好在哪里?
What is the problem?
不知道圣灵的, 不知道圣灵, 哦, 不知道圣灵, 好, 好, 还有没有? 这个神的话, 哦, 跟圣灵的能力, 好像什么?
What is the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit compared to?
好像你开一部车子,
it's like you're driving a vehicle.
这个圣灵的能力就是马力很大,
and so the Holy Spirit is like the motor of the car. It is very strong.
但是, 只是有一点可惜就是那个方向盘哦, 有时候没有办法控制。
But then sometimes your steering wheel cannot control very easily.
这样的车子你敢不敢开? 马力很大, 可以跑很快, 但方向盘有时候不连光。
Would you be scared to drive this car if the power is so strong but you cannot steer it properly?
这个车子送给你, 要不要?
Would you be
不要?
Would you like this type of car if we were to give it to you as a gift?
或者另外一个比喻,
another example.
把你放到非洲去,
let's say we put you in Africa.
或者不要在非洲了, 放到一个国家去,
let's say another country.
你路都不懂,
you don't know the roads there.
车子都很好, 马力很强, 但是就没有 GPS.
You know you have a very good car, a very strong motor, but you don't have GPS and you don't know where to go.
那这样好不好?
Is that a good thing?
这样也不好啊。
That is not a good thing either.
所以这个为什么要接受宗教教育?
And so why do we need to receive religious education?
因为宗教教育啊, 其实这是属灵知识的增加。
Because religious education would add to our spiritual wisdom.
当然包括品德了。
And also adds to our virtues.
但是很有系统的把一些属灵的知识这样
so we need to have a systematic method to impart the spiritual knowledge to our members.
哦, 那再加上圣灵的能力啊, 我们这生活的方向才不会偏差。
And then added with the power of the Holy Spirit, then our direction in life will not stray.
所以我们在基督教界里面曾经听过两句话, 你是福音派的, 你还是灵恩派的?
Many times in the Christian world today, they will ask you, are you the charismatic type? Or are you the gospel preaching type?
Yeah. 这个福音派跟灵恩派哦, 强调什么?
What are they saying when they ask you these questions?
灵恩派强调所谓灵恩的经验。
For the charismatic churches, they emphasize on spiritual experiences.
所以他强调经验。
And so they emphasize and value experience personal spiritual experiences.
好像我们最近有一个慕道朋友来，他在提到他所谓他的得圣灵，他会倒下去的。
And so we had a truth seeker recently said that when she receives the Holy Spirit, she'll fall. She'll have a spiritual slain experience.
他强调经验。
And so she emphasized in experience.
那福音派强调什么？
And so what is the fundamentalist believe?
福音派就有一点看不起灵恩派啊，你们只是强调经验，都不注重神的话。
The fundamentalist denominations look down on the charismatic ones because they say you only emphasize on experience.
所以福音派，你跟他问得圣灵，他讲不出来，他没有那个体验。
But at the same time, they lack spiritual knowledge. So when you ask them about Holy Spirit, they don't know how to answer you.
他们是觉得他们比较注重神的话。
They feel like they are proud of the fact that they know and value God's word over anything else.
但是灵恩派有时候看不起福音派。
But then for the charismatics, they look down on the fundamentalists because they feel that they have more experience spiritually.
就是说他们有经验。 但是哦，不是看不起这个福音派，就是说他们没有生命。
Because they say the fundamentalists have no life in them.
也没有什么体验。
And they have no personal experiences to speak of.
所以有这个基督教派啊，有这个两个趋向。
And so we can see these two clear delineations for the Christian churches today.
啊，现在就有人说，那真耶稣教会属什么？
And so people question, what is the true Jesus Church?
那别人一说啊，你们是说方言啊，你们是灵恩派的。
And so others will say, oh, you must be charismatic because you emphasize on speaking in tongues.
那如果这样讲啊，当然我们不服气啊。
They say that we will not agree with them.
第一个，我们的灵跟灵恩派的灵不一样。
First of all, our Holy Spirit is different from the spirit of the other charismatic churches.
真耶稣教的例子，没有人得圣灵倒下去的。
In our history of our true church, we have never had people who receive Holy Spirit and are slain on a floor.
倒下去的就是要奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼了。
If we find anyone falling on the floor, we will use the name of Jesus to cast out demon from them.
那第一个，我们灵不一样。
And so, firstly, our spirit is different.
第二个，真耶稣教会是很注重圣经的。
In a true Jesus church today, we highly value the Word of God.
所以你看，有很多的信徒，他圣经里面话都很多的注解在里面。
You can notice many of our members have their Bibles all marked up.
所以我们并不是说注重圣灵就粗略的属灵知识的追求。
So we will not value the spiritual experience over the study of the Bible.
所以全灵的宗教教育，主要就是指着那个。大学毕业以后，一直到年纪很大，怎么很有系统的来接受神学教育？
The focus of our discussion on RE for all ages is to focus on the adult education and how we can deliver this education in a systematic way.
好，我们现在看一段圣经为什么这个很重要？
Let's turn to why this is a valuable exploit.
约翰福音。
Let's look at John.
约翰福音。第六章。
John chapter
6. 约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章第一节一直到十四节，讲主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
Chapter 6 verse 1 to 14 speaks of Jesus feeding the 5,000.
好，那这个饼一变过以后啊，我们发现这一群人的信仰有一个很大的改变。
After Jesus performed the miracle of feeding so many people, we find that the people's experience through this experience changed in their concept toward Jesus.
他对主耶稣的态度有什么改变？
And what did we see in their attitude change?
问一些问题，大家动头了主耶稣变饼给他们吃以后，他们对主耶稣的态度有什么改变？
After this miraculous sign, can we see what attitude change they had toward Jesus?
Oh, 对，第一个，他要叫主耶稣做王。
Firstly, they asked Jesus to be their king.
做王就是你很伟大，我佩服你，你做我们的王。
It shows that they honored him and they was willing to take his leadership.
还有没有？
What is the second reaction?
啊？对，承认他是先知因为你做的。别人做不出来，你是真的先知，还有没有
？They admitted number two that he is in fact a prophet who is to come into the world.
所以啊，有的病祷告不好，来到真耶稣教会祷告，病得医治。
So likewise, some people who have sicknesses when they come to True Jesus Church and pray, they are healed.
他就承认主耶稣在真耶稣教会里面。
And so they freely admit that God is in the True Jesus Church.
他就信了。
And they will believe.
好，那这些人还有一个缺点，还有一件对主耶稣他态度还有。
There's another change in their attitude toward Jesus. Can you find it?
还有没有？对主耶稣的态度。
How did they change in their attitude?
24节哈。
In verse 24.
他们见耶稣不在，就上船加百农去找耶稣啊。很热心啊。
They were very fervent because once they realized that Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into boats and went to Capernaum to search for Jesus.
非常热心啊，耶稣到哪里追到哪里。
They pursued him relentlessly. They were so zealous and fervent.
这样的信仰好不好？
Is this a good faith to have?
大问题，这样的信仰够不够，好不好？
Do you think this is a good faith to be admired?
他吃过饼啊，他尊耶稣做王啊，哦，他知道耶稣是先知，到处去找耶稣，那这样的信仰好不好？
Is this type of faith good? They experienced the miracle of Christ, they ate it, they admit freely that Jesus is prophet, they want to submit to him, make him king, they zealously look for him everywhere.
好不好？好，姐妹，好不好？这样好不好？哎，大家想想看，这样的信仰好不好
？Is this a good faith to have？
那这个要讲什么
？What is this telling us？
我们真耶稣教会的信徒哦，大部分都有体验。
Most of our True Jesus Church members have experienced spiritual blessings。
所以你叫他起来讲见证哦。讲不完的。
So they can come here and they can freely testify about many things that have happened in their lives.
那个吃饼得饱，那个饼啊，就是看得见摸得到，吃下去就是你的身体马上饱了，就是物质上的恩典，今生的好处。
So when you eat the bread and you're satisfied, it means that it's something physical that you actually experience in your life. It is referring to material blessings.
哦，那这样的信仰当然是好了，但是不够好了。
Of course, this type of faith is good, but it is not good enough.
哦，所以主耶稣告诉他说，这样的信仰哦，有两个缺点呢。
And so Jesus mentioned to them that there is two problems with this type of faith.
哦，有哪两个缺点？
And what is the two problems, weaknesses of this faith?
我们看第六章，约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六十七节。
Verse 67.
耶稣对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”啊，因为主耶稣说：“你要吃我的肉，喝我的血。”结果大家觉得很难，就流光了。
So Jesus spoke to them and said, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood." And after he said that, many of them departed from him. So in verse 67, Jesus asked them, "Do you not want to leave too? Do you?"
你看那个吃过饼的哦，他得过恩典，他要去找耶稣的人哦。
So we can see that these people who pursue Jesus zealously, they have eaten the bread and experienced the miracle of Christ.
全部都流光了。
Yet they all fled away.
那主耶稣说，那你们也去吗？
And so Jesus asked his disciples, do you all want to leave too?
六十八节。
And verse 68.
彼得回答说，你有永生之道，我们归从谁呢？
So Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
所以这个这些人哦，吃饼得饱有属灵的经验呢、啊，缺乏什么？对道理不认识。
So what is lacking in the faith of these believers is the fact they don't understand the truth of the gospel.
对神的恩典有体验，对道理不认识。
Though they experience spiritual blessings, but they did not know the word of God.
那对道理不认识，就是他的信仰哦，没有根基。
And when they don't really understand the word of God, then they have no root in their faith.
所以遇到考验。就倒了。
And so whenever trials come, they immediately fall.
所以为什么要全民宗教教育？
And that is why we have religious education for all ages.
啊，因为不只是说他对神的恩典有体验，他的信仰有根基。
So that we fortify not only the spiritual experience in Christ, but also build up the foundation root in the Word of God.
这样遇到困难、遇到考验呢，才不会倒。
And so that whenever they meet trials and temptations of all kinds, they will not fall quickly.
所以你在教会里面看哦，现在没有来教会的，他里面有的人得圣灵、看异象、病得医治，什么体验都有。
So today, for the people who no longer come to church, you know that in the past they have experienced visions, miracles, healings, yet they are not here anymore.
因为信仰没有根基啊，所以很容易倒，他就不在教会了。
Have not taken root.And their faith lacked stability.
需要有系统的宗教教育。
So that is why we must have a systematic way of indoctrinating them.
好，那永生之道是什么？
And so what is that gospel of eternal life?
啊，当然这是主耶稣传的道理。
And this is the gospel that Jesus preached.
那以今天来讲啊，就是真耶稣教会的十大信条。
The words of eternal life refers to today the 10 basic beliefs of True Jesus Church.
特别里面的三个典礼。
And especially the 3 sacraments that we preach.
我们在美国教会有一个教会，它会堂的旁边是其他的教会。
In one of our American churches, The one part of the church actually belongs to another church.
不是会堂的旁边的另外一栋建筑就是其他的教会。隔壁啊，隔壁。
So, the neighboring, in the vicinity, right there, next door neighbor is another church.
那在左前方也是其他的教会。
Another church also is directly across from them.
那个会堂隔壁的隔壁啊，是佛教的慈济功德会。
And then another, two doors away is the, volunteer organization for.
慈济啊，这个佛教的一个慈善团体。
Sort of Buddhist charitable organization.
那这个来讲哦，这个是以商业来讲是有一点竞争啊。
And so we can see the competition of religious business right there.
所以有一阵子啊，这个负责人就觉得说，哎，这里的信徒哦，因为慕道者又到隔壁去慕道的，又到对面去慕道的。
And so the council members observing that some of our truth seekers were going to the churches in the front or in the next door.
那连带对信徒就有一点影响了，他对这个我们真教会的独一性啊，就开始有一点摇摆。
And it started to cause the wavering of faith among even the existing members of the church.
哦，那也有人问了，你看隔壁那个隔壁这么有爱心，他做到我们都没有做到，难道他不能得救吗？
And so some people question, look at the Buddhist volunteer organization. They have done so much relief in the world that more than anything our church has ever done, how can they not be saved?
那这些有问题的信徒不是没有来聚会，里面很多都很热心的。
And so these problem people who don't come to church, it's not because they don't have faith. A lot of them are fervent.
要信很久了。
Some of them actually are long-time believers in our church.
他就是缺乏有系统的宗教教育。
What they lacked was a systematic understanding of the gospel that we preach.
因为我们最近几年哈，我们在美国的教会才有说洗礼以前要十大信条、十条诫命，这样要上过才能洗礼。
Because it wasn't until recently in the last few years that we tried to teach the 10 basic beliefs to the members before they're baptized.
那以前呢，有的做，有的没有做。
In the past, we did not.Do that, we just baptize people.
所以有的信徒他是洗礼，但是哦，他对这个道理不是很有系统的了解。
And so believers who don't really understand the 10 basic beliefs have no firm foundation.
所以那个负责人就安排。
And so church leaders will also make a program for them.
这个十大信条要用十次的时间呢、啊，把所有的信徒再教育一次。
To teach the 10 basic beliefs to all the membership.
那讲半个钟头。
And it was a 30-minute preaching message.
然后有一些问题的分组讨论半个钟头。
Followed by 30 minutes of separate group discussions to.
这样到一个月一次。
And this session was then assigned once a month.
大概一年了，才把十大信条这样有系统的再研讨一次。
And then within 1 year, they were able to cover all 10 basic beliefs.
这个叫做全民的宗教教育。
And this is called our religious education for all ages.
就是很有系统的来学习一个题目或者学习圣经。
And to have a systematic study of a particular topic or a systematic study of the Bible.
哎，在讨论当中，我们就发现很多的信徒啊，你看起来他很热心，他的观念模模糊糊。
And we'll discover during this type of discussion that actually some of the members that look really fervent actually have no idea what they believe in.
哦，那再经过解释，又给他一个资料去读，然后又讨论，哎，这样子，哇，这个观念才渐渐就稳固下来。
And so through teaching, through discussion and question, and through giving them the supplementary materials for them to study further, we're able to then stabilize their faith.
所以全民的宗教教育就是让他的信仰有根基。
And so we want to educate everyone of all ages and so that they can have deep, firm roots in our faith.
所以有根基就是对神的话能够很深入的了解。
And to have root means that they understand the word of God deeply.
这是第一个，这个吃饼得饱信徒的信仰的缺点就是没有根基。
And so this is the first weakness or problem of these bread and loaf,fish and loaf eaters.
所以我们现在啊，不能跟以前一样啊。以前人都讲，哎呀，戆戆信就好了啊，傻傻的信就好，不要问太多问题。
So in the past, believers were much more simple. They just said, whatever we hear, we believe.
现在有太多似是而非的道理。
But now there are so many deceitful and false teachings out there.
也有一个青年，现在是教会负责的，问我们说：“哎，真耶稣教会一直在强调不能犯奸淫，你一直在强调那个做什么？”
So, for example, one council member, a youth, actually asked the question: Why does the Trinity Church keep emphasizing do not commit adultery?
他为什么会这样讲？
Why would he ask this type of question?
因为这个事情一般教会没有人在讲。
Because he says most churches don't talk about this today.
这个已经变成文化了，你要怎么去讲？
This is a cultural trend that is set in the world now.
那这个全民的宗教教育就是我们很深入去了解神的话。
And so when we deeply study the Word of God through the systematic education,
那我们对错就分得清楚。
Then we can discern the right from the wrong.
那你就不会被思想潮流影响。
Then you will not be influenced by the trends of this world.
请问哪一节圣经你可以找到同性可以结婚？
Is there any verse in the Bible today that says homosexuals are free to marry?
找不到啊。
There is no such verse in the Bible.
所以这个全民宗教教育啊，你有神的话在里面，都是非很清楚。
And so once we have been educated, we will know the word of God and be able to discern clearly.
保罗说那个同性的哦，把顺性的应数当作逆性的应数，是这样的人是该死的。
So Paul says those who have perverted the natural ways of men, so they turn the what is natural into the unnatural. These people are to be condemned.
这个不是我们发明的。
This is not something we invented.
罗马书里面保罗讲得很清楚。
And Romans, Paul specifically spoke about this.
旧约时代也讲得很清楚。
And even in the Old Testament, spoke about this perversion.
所以如果我们对圣经不懂，只是听人讲，一直听，你这样听也很有理，这样听也很有理。
Now, if we just listen to the talks of today, we would think, that sounds rational, that sounds reasonable.
但是你叫他翻圣经，没有，圣经没有这样，没有一节你找得到。
But if you ask them to back it up with Bible verses, they cannot back it up.
所以我们要在这个很混乱的世代里面生活，你一定要有很深入的了解神的话，那个就是全民的宗教教育。
And so if today we are able to make this clear discernment in a chaotic values and the philosophies of the world, then we have been successful in our indoctrination.
好，我们再回来看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章的二十六节。
John chapter 6 verse 26.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们找我不是见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”二十七节。
Verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子赐给你们。人子是父神所印证的，请读。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you're looking for me now because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Verse 27, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
好，主耶稣说，你们找我是因为吃饼得饱。
Jesus said to them that you look for me because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
你们找我是因为物质上的恩典。
You search for me only for material blessings.
那这样的信仰会有什么问题？
And what is the problem with such kind of faith?
就是有问题，你会很认真来找神，因为你需要。
You will only pursue to search for God when you really need Him.
但是有一天你生活都过得很好。
But one day, when you're having a very peaceful a life with no problems.
那我们就觉得没有神我也可以啊，所以主耶稣就放在一旁。
And so you'll become very complacent in prosperity and you will not look for Jesus anymore.
所以这样的信仰的追求哦，是很容易停止进步的。
And this type of faith will quickly stop in its tracks of growth.
因为它只在追求神的恩典嘛。
Because it's only searching for material blessings from the Lord.
它没有在追求神本身。
They are not looking for God Himself.
所以这样的信仰不会长大。
And this type of faith will not mature.
所以我们为什么要接受全民的宗教教育？
And so why do we all need to be retrained?
我们得到神的恩典很多，不错。
Yes, of course, we have all received many blessings from the Lord.
但是我们要更上一层，做那个更上一层的追求。
But we must elevate to the next level.To break through and study further.
那更上一层的追求是什么？
And what is that next level of pursuit?
二十七节。
Verse 27.
要存到那永生的食物劳力。
Do not work for food that spoils.
请问，我们再进到圣经。那永生的食物是什么？
but for the food that endures to eternal life. So the question is, what is that food that endures to eternal life?
It
will be the Word of God.
在哪一节？三十五节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮。”
He said, "I am the bread of life."
哦，你们追求那个不变的饼。
To pursue that food never spoils.
但是现在你们要追求生命之粮，那生命的意思是什么？
But now you must pursue that eternal food that will never spoil, which is the bread of life, which is me, which is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以通过全民的教育之后，我们信徒那个追求在信仰上的追求那个层次会提高。
So we encourage everyone through the education of all ages that they will be elevated in their faith and to know that a deeper goal is to pursue Jesus Christ Himself.
就是我们来教会不只是祷告求神的恩典啊，没有工作找工作，是平安祷知平安，不是这样而已啊，你去追求神本身。
And so that when they come to church, they're not only asking for miracles of getting a job or getting some material need in life, but actually pursuing to experience Jesus Christ Himself.
那这样有什么不同？
What is this difference in goal now?
我们知道，变饼给我们吃，你肚子吃了马上有力量啊，身体有力量。
We know that once you physically consume food, you will have energy in your physical body.
但是如果我们的心灵哦，也去领受主耶稣本身他的话、他的灵、他的爱，我们的灵性会健壮。
But if we today receive Jesus in Himself as our bread, His words, His life, His Holy Spirit, then we will have life in our lives today.
他生命会丰盛。
And our life shall be abundant.
他会改变。
He will transform his life
改变到主耶稣的样子
so that he will be more like Jesus.
会真的会生活会荣耀神
He will glorify Jesus.
所以得过神 很多神恩典的人他的生活不一定会荣耀神
And so many people who have received material blessings from the Lord may not be able to glorify God in their lives.
因为他不知道神的旨意啊
Because they don't know the will of God in their lives.
但是如果他在全宗教教育里面很有系统让他明白神要我们做什么、哦、要去追求神他的生活会改变他就可以荣耀神
But if they're systematically trained to put their focus on Jesus Christ himself then you'll see changes and transformations in their spiritual lives、
哦、所以、哦、我们从个人的观点来讲为什么要全人宗教教育
And so from a personal perspective why do we need to have religious education、
啊、使我们的信仰向下扎根
So that our faith will take root.
哦，有属灵的判断能力。
So that we have a spiritual discernment.
啊，也使我们能够去追求神本身，生活能够改变。
So that we will pursue after Jesus Himself and will have transformation in our lives.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，在教会里面真的有在读圣经的信徒不多。
And so we can see that there are very few members in the church that actually read and study the Bible on their own.
哎，他祷告很认真啊。
But they will pray very diligently.
为什么？
But why is that?
因为他祷告每一次都是为着什么事情在祷告，就是要神的恩典。他很认真在祷告。
Because they will fervently pray for objectives that they want to achieve from prayer.
哦，但是为什么他对神的话不会渴慕？
But why is it that they don't thirst after the word of God?
就是那个追求信仰追求那个层次没有提高啊。
Because their spirituality has not been elevated.
哦，那如果我们在网上追求那生命之粮，那我们就发现哦，神的话真的很宝贵。
As we continue to pursue the bread of life, then we'll find that it is so precious and wonderful.
所以哦，我们要重视全民的宗教教育。
And so we must value the religious education for all ages.
那我们到教会来里面来聚会听道理不够吗？
So is it not enough that we come to church every Sabbath to listen to the gospel?
我们昨天有稍微提过。
We kind of mentioned this in passing yesterday.
如果你做一个统计。
If you take a survey.
A 到 G, 我们讲到的题目大概 A 到 F, A 到 G, 大概就是这样一直在重复。
We will talk about the same topics from A to Z repeatedly.
那既然是全民宗教教育，这个就是经过设计过一个很有系统的题目。
these topics must be systematically ordered.
哦，所以很有系统要来造就我们。
So that we can be edified on a systematic basis.
哦，很可能我们花一周或一个礼拜专门在讲婚姻。
It could be that this week or this month is all on the topic of marriage.
哦，再来，可能下一个礼拜我们很有系统来讲布道。
Maybe the next week we'll focus all on evangelism.
再来，很有系统来讲跟进。
Maybe we'll focus on pastoring and follow-up.
很有系统来讲明白神的旨意。
And maybe systematically studying how we can discern the will of the Lord.
那这样啊，这个叫做全民宗教教育。
And this will be called the religious education for all ages.
因为我们现在领会的人啊，就是大家互相帮忙啊，所以那个前后的题目哦，串不起来，没有一个连续性。
Because right now we assign all different speakers to help in our speaking, but the topics are not correlated together.
啊，当然这个里面呢，我们认真听都会有造就的。
Of course, we can be edified if we truly try to listen to each speaker.
因为神的话都是好的。
Because word of God is all good.
啊，但是如果要很有系统的啊来建立我们的信仰，就是要经过宗教教育。
But if we really wanted to introduce some systematic way of learning, then we need to introduce religious education.
那另外一个方法就是有系统的查经。
And another methodology is to use a systematic study of the Bible.
我们真耶稣教会过去的传统大概是早上也听到，下午也听到。
In the past, on our Sabbath days, we'll have worship in the morning and worship in the afternoon.
就是都用正道的方式。
It is all sermon and lecture style.
那我们现在就开始有一点改变了。
And now we have started to change this.
这是因为信徒的这个成分在改变。
And this is because our population believers continue to change.
从东方来的喜欢听到。
Those who are from the east like to just take the lecture style.
你叫他讲，他也不愿意讲。
If you ask them to speak, they will not talk.
但是听到是单行道。
But then when you just listen, it is only a one-directional message giving.
讲太深，大家打瞌睡。
If you speak too deeply, everyone falls asleep.
讲太浅。
And if it's too shallow.
有的人就自己拿一本圣灵报在看啊，自己翻圣灵在看啊。
Some people.
悟道般的道理。
Will start to lose their interest and start to read a manna magazine or their own Bible.Because they said this teaching is too elementary.
所以我们现在礼拜六下午啊，有的教会就是分班。
And so in some churches, we will have in the afternoon separate classes.
慕道班一班。
We'll have the truth seeking class.
然后初信道理造就班。
We'll have the new believers classes.
然后查经班。
We'll have the Bible study classes.
然后很有系统的一卷一卷这样查。
That study systematically one scroll after another.
如果这个很有系统去规划，而且有很好的教材啊，这个长久起来啊，对我们的信仰是很有帮助的。
If we have the training materials to do this in a systematic way, you will see good results after a long time.
请问大家
，May I ask？
最好的教小孩子辅导的书是哪一本
？What is the best book on counseling kids today？
你读过最好一本教小孩子的书是哪一本
？What is the best book on counseling children？
你或者如果去书店找哦，有的时候要打，有的时候不要打，那是要打还是不要打
？Some talk about disciplining, some talk about not disciplining. So which way should you go？
最好教小孩的书你读过的是哪一本
？So which one do you feel that has helped you the greatest？
对。圣经啊，
The Bible is probably the best.
圣经如果我们读得懂的话，都在里面。
If you read the Bible, everything that you understand will be in there.
那最好婚姻辅导的书是哪一本
？What is the best book in the world for marriage counseling today？
圣经，对，也是圣经。
It is again the Bible.
那你如果圣经懂，很深入的懂。
And if you really understand the Word of God deeply,
我们就知道教小孩子就知道婚姻要怎么做。
Then we'll understand how to relate in our marriages and how to teach our children.
那我们的观念啊，我们的观念呢会真理化。
And our values will become spiritualized into truth.
那如果观念真理化啊， 我们在家庭生活那个整个内容啊，就会越来越合乎圣经的真理。
So our values and our families will continue to be more like the Bible.
所以有时我也听过人在讲哦，小孩子十八岁就要叫他独立。
So some people say when children reach 18, you must tell them to become independent.
怎么有养到十八岁还不独立了？
Why are they not independent at age of 18?
请问圣经哪一节说小孩子十八岁要独立？
Is there anything in the Bible that says that they need to be kicked out of house at 18?
如果有，就是对的。
If there is, then that is the correct way.
有没有？我是找不到了，可能我没有看到。诸位，哪里可以找得到？
I do not find any basis of that in the Bible.
什么就是婚姻？
And what is marriage?
婚姻叫做离开父母。
Marriage means to depart from the father and mother.
那什么叫离开父母？
And what does it mean to depart from father and mother?
成熟独立。
It is to become independent.
所以如果小孩子他会独立，他可以赚钱啊。
If a child is independent, they are financially independent.
那有的他有奖学金啊，那你不需要提供他，那没有关系了。
And so if they have no need for money because they have scholarships, then we don't need to support them anymore.
但是有的小孩他心智比较软弱。
But some children have a more weakened will.
他到二十岁，他到二十四岁，他的心还是很软弱。
Even when they're 20 or 24, they're still very weak.
你可以把他踢出去吗？
Can you kick them out of the house?
结婚才是离开父母。
Actually, the Bible says once they marry, that's when they have departed.
所以我们要帮助他。
So we must help them.
还有灵性上。
Especially with their spirituality.
有的到三十岁还没有办法灵性，还没有办法成长。
And some children up to age of 30, their spirituality is still not matured.
你可以把他踢出去，我不管了，反正你超过十八岁了。
They're not independent, so can you just kick them out and not worry about them anymore?
那个还是十字架，你还是要关心他。
So your children is still a cross you must bear.
所以我们在我们的生活观念哦，不是从文化来的。
And so our concepts and values do not come from this world.
美国的文化是什么？我们在美国就要照美国的，不是这样的。
We don't say, oh, what is the American culture today? We follow the American culture.
我们是天上的国民，是照圣经。
Because we are heavenly citizens, we follow the rules in the Bible.
所以要全民宗教教育，大家都明白圣经。
So the religious education for all ages, everyone must understand the precepts as taught by the Bible.
那你十八岁就给他弄出去。
So you don't kick them out at 18.
你去看老人院里面啊。
If you look at the nursing homes.
有多少美国人的小孩子去看他的父母？
How many youngsters, American youngsters, would go visit their parents in nursing homes?
非常少啊。
It is rare.
你如果去看老人院，所有那个去看他父母，大部分都是东方人。
Most of those who visit their parents are only the Asians.
所以我们在教小孩子哦，要照圣经的话。
So when we teach the children, we must follow the precepts of the Bible.
我们讲的一定要有圣经根据。
Everything we teach must have a basis in the Bible.
虽然你住在美国，美国有美国的文化。
And even though you live in this American society with American culture.
因此，全民宗教教育，我们的生活所行的才会真理化，跟圣经一样。
We still must live in the truth of the Bible in our lives today.
那这样我们教小孩子才会一致。
Then when we teach the children, we will be common in our basis, foundation.
我们下礼拜会有这个婚姻讲习会。
Next week we shall have the marriage counselors workshop.
我们常常发现哦，婚姻要做媒最难的是什么？
So we often find the hardest thing to matchmake.
做媒是最难是什么？
The greatest challenge to matchmaking.
最难是父母。
It is the parents themselves.
为什么？
Why is that?
他在社会上生活，他有那个经验，所以他就知道。要什么条件？我的孩子才不会受苦，我女儿才不会受苦。
And so the parents know they have had their life experiences to say what kind of person my child should marry so they would not endure the same sufferings I did.
但是如果我们都回到圣经
，If we all turn back to the Bible，
你就发现原则很简单。
That is a very simple principle.
那就很多事情很好处理。
And then we can find an easy solution.
所以我们教会需要。全民的宗教教
And so the church needs to be taught and trained.
让整个教会的生活，个人的生活，全部都活在真理里面。
Systematically, so that the church life and family life should be based on the Bible.
那这个有什么好处？
And what is the benefits of this?
我们来看一节圣经节就结束。
Let's look at one verse and conclude.
马可福音。
Mark.
十六章。
Verse chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
对不起，马太二十八章最后一节。
Matthew chapter 28, the very last verse.
凡我所吩咐的，你们都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末日。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age.
如果我们生活真理化，照圣经的话来做，神就跟我们同在。
If our life is living in the truth, then God will surely be with us always.
那就在地如天了。
Then on, we will have heaven on earth.
那个就是幸福啊。
And that will be called blessed.
所以全民宗教教育最后目标就是要活在地上，好像天国。
So ultimate goal of religious education for all ages is to create heaven on earth.
好，我们一起来祷告，结束我们早上。
Let's pray together to conclude.